Episode 2 of
Numero Dos.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yes, this is episode 2.
Episode 2.
You missed episode 1.
Oh, can we count this as episode 1 and the other one is like a prequel?
A pilot?
Yeah.
No,
but usually they consider pilot episode 1.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I guess it was episode 1. Randy, you missed episode 1.
This is a new character called Randy Burr.
What's up?
It's pretty cool. Alright. Friends is a good show.
It's alright.
So I like how Joey would be Joey if he was like a Friends character, like,
make me a fucking sandwich, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly how Joey is in Friends.
Well, yeah.
Make me a fucking sandwich.
It's just Joey, dude. He would be Joey.
Yeah.
Randy, would you not agree with that?
I think Caleb would be Chandler.
Fuck that.
I really would. Yeah.
The awkward motherfucker.
It's not... Chandler's the... Have you guys watched the show, or... I think
I don't
Caleb
think
would
be Chandler.
Yes.
No.
It would be Ross. I think it'd be...
Randy would be a Ross.
Yeah. All the girlfriends. Yeah.
How many marriages?
Yeah.
How many marriages, kind of a thing?
He had 3 marriages. Yeah. Definitely.
One turned out to be a lesbian or something.
Ross is such a whore.
Let's put this
if
back
you think
on
about
Caleb.
No, I like this conversation.
You know, Ross,
better.
Ross is a whore.
He is straight
like,
up, dude.
He's
like they
whore,
always they always portrayed Joey as like the whore.
No,
you like
Joey only had like 3 girlfriends.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like he always talks it up like he's got this big game, but like really, where's the game? That's why I say Joey is Joey.
Hey, fuck you.
I don't get why you guys think I'm Gunther.
Yeah, you're definitely Gunther.
I don't know how. Why,
dude?
Funny haircut. Funny-looking
like, haircut.
Yeah, funny haircut and, like, bright-colored clothes all the time.
That definitely makes me a person.
Always hitting on the blonde.
Always hitting on the one blonde.
I don't hit on blondes. I don't even like blondes.
You don't like blondes?
Do you even know me?
I know you. I know you a little too well sometimes, man.
Right. Okay. Well, welcome to the... Are we still calling it to the Gentleman's
Club?
Yeah,
I'll just call it... Gentleman's Club?
Or, I'm just going to say,
episode
welcome
two.
To the Informal Gentleman Podcast, episode 2.
Episode 2.
Numero Dos.
We got me, Yamel Kalaza. We got Joey. We got Caleb.
Right here.
And we got Randy.
Hey.
Yeah. That's who we are. Who are you? Nice name. Yeah, see? You just said your name in your mind, and I responded back to you.
Anything. I didn't hear nobody.
I'm not.
It was
kind of
like it was like an interaction thing. You ever seen Dora the Explorer? It's just like, where's the Loki?
Like, are 8-year-old girls gonna be like listening to this? And
hey,
like,
you don't know. You don't know.
That was a creepy dude.
So we just had a good night.
Yeah.
I was okay.
It was a good day, not a great day.
I think we
aside from you trying to steal people's money. I mean, come on, dude.
I was not trying.
You did
to
not see that it said innocent or whatever bystander.
What's innocent.
That? Innocent bystander.
Okay.
I was gonna say innocent bystander.
Wait, that's
who
drove the little pizza.
Yeah,
I didn't take it. Pepe gave it to me.
But so he handed it to you, but it said it
said
right
innocent.
On it. I looked right
yeah.
at it.
It said
it's
innocent
okay
bystander.
Though, dude, because I could hella tell. Like he handed it straight to him. I wouldn't take it too, dude. He was like, "Here's your money." I didn't even read the name.
I didn't really question it either. Cause I figured. I
question?
Know.
No answer.
It was just cool. It came out.
They were not as cool
enough.
As I thought they were. Man. I thought they were pretty cool, but then it's like, yeah, whatever.
But yeah, good show at the live room. We played with Innocent Bystander. Oh,
not the Red Room.
By far from genuine.
It's Red Door Productions, not Red the Red Room.
No,
no.
It's not.
Definitely not.
Thank you for pointing that out, Captain.
Yeah. Well, dude, somebody had some confusion.
Yeah,
even Pepe was talking about it.
So, what did you think about the show, Randy?
It was pretty fun.
Yeah?
Shit ton of people.
Hell yeah. I think we had the most crowd.
Well, yeah, it
yeah,
seemed like everybody
leaving.
Was leaving right after we played.
Right. Which
that's
sucks, because we've been on the other end of that. But it was nice to have that crowd. We never really had a big crowd every time we played. But it was pretty nice to actually be on the other end of that shitty stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great.
A lot of people liked us. Like, yeah, had a really good reaction.
We had a really good response from the crowd.
Yeah. Random people were like, man, you guys were good. Are you playing another show? It's like, I don't know. I don't know. Let's see.
Could be like Randy, though, and be like, have someone be like, hey, you guys did great, and then sit there and like,
hey, I was looking for you.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
I was trying to find you guys.
Randy, you dick.
And somebody walked by and said, awesome fucking show, and I totally ignored them because I didn't know they were talking to me.
See, we're not used to compliments like that. I mean, we are. Randy is it.
No, I was just looking for you guys.
Randy's usually more
so
for compliments
it a girl?
From the ladies.
Yeah, it was like,
oh, wait a minute. Yeah, compliment from the ladies.
Three or four girls? Mm-hmm. And they said, whatever.
Yeah.
Aw, oh, see those three or four girls? You're never going to hear this, but Randy apologizes to you.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't mean to be that angry. And
I said thank you. They heard me.
Good. Well, good. But at first you ignored them.
I know.
So they could have like this image of us. You represent us.
Yeah.
And if there's like a bad image about us,
every time you do something wrong,
yeah,
you're representing the Inform Journal.
It's like,
we
like,
don't
like, if
like
else,
you, Andy.
But like, has anybody else played that?
It's that we're kicking you
that Walking Dead game on
we
the
wanted
computer?
To do this on episode one, but
Joey. But do you remember playing Walking Dead on computer?
Dude, I fucking love that game.
Exactly,
yeah,
but remember how like every choice you made affected the story.
Yeah.
Randy, every choice you make affects everything.
Did you just compare us to a video game?
Yes.
The Informal Gentleman video game coming out on August 2013. Definitely. Buy it now.
So is it going to be like Guitar Hero?
Yes.
So does anyone remember the big hype on that Rock Band game thing? That
Rocksmith?
Yeah. What's you remember that? How that had such a hype, but nobody, it didn't go anywhere?
It's because no one knows how to play guitar.
But remember how we went and saw it during PAX? That was so fucking cool. Like, everybody, like, having, like, there was just so much hype on it. Like, every, like, the, all those rooms.
Did you get with it?
Well, you would be able to go through, they'd hand you, like, a Gibson that was plugged into their, like, machine, whatever.
But did
thing.
You personally go play it?
I didn't go to it.
Why not?
Why not? It's huge.
And?
I wanted to get an online. If I didn't want to play guitar, I could go home and play guitar.
Can you?
He says he can.
Sometimes. But I'm just saying, there was so much hype on that game, and then, like...
We don't lip sync, but we...
Nothing happened.
But Caleb's guitar to the computer.
Yeah, we do, actually.
It'll just...
Actually, when he's on a stage, when he's looking down, there's actually a video on a shoe that,
On my shoe?
Yes.
On can make it a little shoe. Better, like, you know...
Maybe on the ground.
Yeah,
oh.
Like...
How about in his pedal? Dude?
You know, Caleb actually wants to be in a shoegaze band. Kind of like My Bloody Valentine.
Yes, actually.
You don't know who My Bloody Valentine is. We need to... I'm going to show you that.
How do you... I showed you.
I showed you?
Yeah, dude. Come on.
Nobody showed
you. I listened to Chevelle all day today.
Chevelle?
Yeah.
Sure you did.
Sad
Face. Nice.
Sure you did.
What's your favorite Chevelle song?
Right now?
Yeah. Alright. That's a good song. Anyways.
I forgot the name.
Awesome. That's great.
I forgot the name of it.
Hey. Jerk.
Caleb.
Yeah.
You know the podcast caught that too. You just did.
What are you talking about?
So, we played two new songs today. Maple Tree and Highway 16. We played Highway 16,
wasn't it
at my Halloween bash.
Yeah, I was gonna say, wasn't it at the Halloween party?
Yeah, Halloween Hangover Bash. But we only played it with Randy, Caleb, and me. Right, Joey didn't know about the song yet, because that was just, like, recently new. And everyone liked it there, so we kept on working on it, and it came out really well. A lot of people came up to us saying that they really dig the new song, so... I'm pretty excited about our next projects, you know? It's gonna be good.
Should be fun.
It should. Heck yeah.
So what do you think about our set list today, though?
I think our set list was good.
So the same one next time we go?
You know what I kind of want to do?
What?
Take, like, all new songs and be able to play it, like, at a show, so everyone's like, wait, I've never heard any of these songs before.
Right.
Yeah, I want to do that too. That'd
I think we should have
answer.
Our audience let us, like, tell us what cover we should do next.
That'd be a good idea.
Maybe that could be, like, a question or something.
What would you like to hear the Informal Gentleman play?
Yeah.
Reply to us at theinformalgentleman@yahoo.com if you still use email. That is a real email address.
Or contact us on Facebook or Twitter or...
Or text us.
Or me, whatever.
Like, everyone has our text.
Do what you want,
just
informal like.
Yeah. Contact any Informal Gentleman member in any way you can.
Hell yeah.
So the band we played with today, how'd you like them?
Well, I really loved Innocent Bystander. I waited a long time to hear them play. As soon as I found out that they were on the bill, I checked them out. And as soon as I saw that it was a girl vocalist, I immediately fell in love because I love girl-fronted bands. I don't know why. But I really do. Like, I either really hate the vocals or I really love the vocals. I think that's the same with Caleb, right?
Pretty much. It's like... There's a lot of people who play.
Have you guys heard that?
And... and with Innocent Bystander, as soon as we heard their songs, mm-hmm. we already knew that they were really original, so we're definitely excited to hear them.
I didn't hear them before the show.
You
but
did?
They were badass.
Yeah, they were. They did really cool covers, like Young to Giant, My Body. Love that song. And they did some Weezer. And
although
did,
I don't... Her guitar volume was really low.
Yeah. The sound guy wasn't too good. I didn't really like the sound guy.
Yeah.
I think
I mean,
could,
I don't want to bash on anybody
yeah.
during our podcast.
Well, it's not bashing. It's critiquing.
Caleb.
It's critiquing.
Yeah. But definitely not my favorite sound guy that we had. I still really like the guy at Luigi's.
I really...
Don't be used to purr.
I really like the one live room. Pretty badass.
Great venue.
Yeah.
Great venue.
Definitely out of nowhere, though. Really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, like...
Right
by.
Next to a subway that's 24 hours.
Play music
yeah.
all night, eat subs, man.
Right?
Speaking of Subway, I have a sandwich right here, actually.
He's probably going to eat it.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes during this podcast.
Caleb puts a lot of mustard on his subs.
No, it was not good.
You didn't like...
Was not good.
I liked... She made mine pretty good, but
did
mine
you,
is pretty
good.
Did
you get the little
you
Mexican lady or the,
The lady on the left or the lady on the
yeah.
right? You got the lady on the left because
yeah.
there were so many orders.
Right.
She did me, too. I got a pretty good sub. I'm not
yeah.
gonna lie.
I got a sandwich by the little Mexican girl that, like...
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright. Subway Faves by the Informal Gentleman. Brought to you by Subway. Joey, what's your favorite sub?
Spicy Italian. Italian cheese.
Nice. How about you?
Dude, she went too light on those damn pickles.
Well, I'm saying.
She gave him
Italian herb
pickles.
And cheese.
Italian herb and cheese?
Yeah.
With what, like, what's your favorite sub? Like, not
oh.
bread.
Oh,
so you like
Italian.
The bread. The spicy
yeah, I love
Italian.
So you guys
spicy
are
spicy Italian.
Yeah,
just no jalapenos. Everything but jalapenos.
How about you, Randy?
Mayonnaise
and mustard.
Meatball marinara is pretty good.
Dude, that's
not gonna lie.
Awesome.
That's I think that's actually the first Subway sandwich I had. My mom gave it to me because it's really popular in the East Coast. Meatball marinaras. Oh my god, good stuff. Not as good as it was in the East Coast though, but whatever. Mine either has to be a Subway club or an oven roasted chicken breast. And my bread that I prefer nowadays is flatbread because
you know,
I just
really,
love that stuff.
I don't like the flatbread, man. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I like the texture of it and everything. It's really nice.
It just seems like they're skimping out on it, man.
Yeah, the bread looks so tiny, but yeah.
It's like
it doesn't taste.
It's
that
like
bad.
4 inches less than a a regular sub.
Doesn't matter to me. I like it.
It should be 40% less.
Caleb logic, everybody.
What? If you're getting a smaller sandwich, you should get a smaller price. Did you seriously?
That's so much fun. Caleb,
that was perfect, actually. That was perfect.
All right.
Soundboard email, everybody. Oh, God. You got to hold on the soundboard.
Oh, yeah. I saw a lot of people take pictures of us playing, so hopefully... I heard Joe Dennis, which actually, it's his birthday today, right now. We're actually recording this at 1 a.m. on February 9th. It's his birthday, so happy birthday, Joe.
Happy birthday.
Thank you for recording us. I know you did great. He's actually going to edit it and everything to make it really cool. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah. Oh, I just burped. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, polar dog hair on my Red Bull.
Sucks to be you, dude.
Yeah.
Look at that hair on my Red Bull. Speaking of Red Bull, what's your guys' favorite new flavor that they had? You know how they came out with that lime.
I really like the blueberry.
Yeah, blueberry.
It was like lime, blueberry, and cranberry.
Like
wow.
It was okay. It was really sweet. Like, I mean, I know, energy drink, sweet.
I love sweet energy drinks.
I love blueberries, but I didn't like the blueberry.
I like the cranberry best.
I didn't really see it as sweet.
Cranberry was good. Oh, wait.
I just thought it tasted like blueberry. I really like blueberry. Blueberry is one of my favorite fruits, especially since I've been on a really good fruit and nut diet. Everything low carb. Just because that's the way I roll. We have shows coming up soon. We actually just confirmed a show with Pepe on March 23rd with Innocent Bystanders. So if you still want to check them out, from our word, they're really good. So if you still want to check them out, you can check them out March 23rd with us. Same place. Should be a rad show. We're actually, next two Fridays, we're going to go to a Robert Also Garrett show.
I love Robert Also Garrett. They were so fun.
They're so cool.
I love them.
We gotta get them on the podcast somehow. I don't know how, but we should. Like, my friend had a really good idea about, like, some days, like, having other bands come in, too, and just interview them. Kind of like a band interviews another band. That would be cool. Anyways. But yeah. March 23rd.
I really wish Joe could have made it tonight.
Yeah, Joe would have knocked this podcast. I think we can do it. Make him come on next week or something. He's a really funny guy. He's trying to be a stand-up comedian, which is going to be amazing. So, yeah.
He's telling me too.
Definitely.
That would be awesome.
And we also have a show on 420 at El Corazon with this guy named Dylan Jacobson, I believe. He's kind of like a country pop guy.
Did I hear them saying something about it from Shoreline Drive? They were talking about the same guy.
Yeah, he's going to do it. They're going to do some boat concert.
Boat concert.
Yeah, they're going to be on a boat. And they're going to play. It's called an I'm on a Boat tour.
A boat.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm so glad I'm missing that, though.
See, Caleb doesn't really like boats. He gets seasick, so.
Yeah.
That's the reason why.
Burp.
It's the burp cast, everybody. It's the burp cast.
All right, ready, guys?
No, it's your turn, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's your turn.
I don't know.
So how's everyone been? Anything going on this week?
No.
You guys are fucking bored.
Yeah. How about the Super Bowl, dude? How about them Niners?
Oh, yeah.
How about the Niners, dude?
Why don't you tell them about how you, like, harassed your friend?
Alright, so... Me and Randy's friend, Casey, complete Niners fan, and I don't know why. So, every time the Niners play, he, like, throws a fit and goes, like, you know, how Niners are going to win, Niners rule, and then talks about how every other, like, team just sucks. So, you know, Niners in the Super Bowl. They lost. So then I put, like, 50 statuses up, or 50 posts on his wall, and it's like, how about them Niners? Niners Nation! How about that? Holding call, what the fuck?
You're just a dick, dude.
Yeah, I am.
Dude,
it's funny. Then somebody commented on it saying,
yeah, such bullshit. They should have won.
Ever since the first playoff game,
teams had some bullshit.
I knew the Ravens would go to the Super Bowl. My prediction was Ravens
Colts
against Seahawks. Because I really thought the Seahawks would do it, but Atlanta had to shut them down. Be a dick. Anyways.
Somebody said a butter.
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get them next year. I think we're going to have a really strong year. And I just knew it that the Ravens would go to the Super Bowl because it was Ray Lewis's last year. And he says that he's not leaving until he gets a Super Bowl ring. So that dedication goes somewhere. So I'm really glad they got there. They deserve it. Hell yeah. I'm glad the Niners lost. You know, I'm not really into conspiracy theories, but I believe one of the Niners shut off all the lights so they can get more, more fuel in their body so they can come back. Because look it, after the lights came back on, 17 points in one quarter from the Niners.
And the Niners suck. Let me just put, the Niners suck.
I mean, they're alright.
Yeah, they
suck. No offense to Niners fans out there, but, you know, you're talking to a band that's in Washington. Washington has the Seattle Seahawks. They're our rivals. So, if you don't like this, get out of here. I'm kidding. We love you. We love every single one of you. Even if you're a Niners fan. That's to you, Casey Ross. We still love you. But yeah, I'm just glad football season's over. I don't know.
A lot of people were getting really into it this year.
Yeah, definitely. It's because the Seahawks were doing so fucking good.
Okay,
yeah.
So speaking of the Super Bowl, though, is anybody just, upset about the recent years of Super Bowl commercials?
Yes.
They used to be funny. Now they're just regular commercials, but they're,
I feel like...
And they repeated a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of Super Bowl commercials involve babies and animals now, and I don't think... It's like they're trying to market cuteness, and...
Everybody wants funny.
Yeah, right, people are watching a football game. Have more boobs and beer in it.
Yeah.
That's what football.
We don't want to see babies talking in front of a webcam. Yeah, that's you, E-Trade. We're sick
Fuck
of the baby.
You. Fuck you.
It's
I
been
hate
like
babies.
It's been like 3 years. Okay.
Dude, I also hate
what
the little girl that doesn't want any money.
Oh yeah.
What?
On a Capital One commercial.
I
yeah.
I want money.
And you know, it's one that actually works. That is a recurring thing. The Budweiser commercials with the horses.
I didn't see it this year, though.
I really liked it. That one gave me feels. That had a landslide on, and it was about an owner giving away his horse because he was going to go in the whatever thing with the Budweiser does, and they saw each other, and the horse memorized her, and they hugged and kissed, and it was nice. It was really cool.
Are you okay?
Gave me.
You hug and kiss the horse?
He kissed the horse.
I think your mom needs a hug.
Go hug him, Randy. I don't want
to. Yeah. No, I'm just trying to, He kissed the horse?
And then, of course...
full on lip action? That's
no, he didn't. And then, of course, there's an Audi commercial where a guy goes to prom. His father gives him the keys. He goes to prom. He has this all confidence. And then he goes to the most popular girl, kisses her. She likes it a lot. But after that commercial... shit just stormed on the internet, and a whole bunch of feminists and a whole bunch of stuff like that just shat on that commercial. They're like, that is sexual abuse. What was
sexual
it?
Harassment.
Sexual harassment.
You should never kiss another person without their consent.
That's not confidence. That is rape.
What?
But in the video, you can tell...
Isn't that like an old romantic thing? Go grab the girl and kiss her before
right.
she knows what's going
I'm
on?
I'm pretty sure... they knew each other before he did that.
Yeah.
That would be like a climax to a really big high school movie. And he just kisses
her. I was going to say, that's like movie gold. Like, that happens.
And the guy got
the
punched
movies.
In the eye. I mean, he loved it. She loved it.
Everybody
her
wins.
Boyfriend didn't love it, but still.
But in that commercial, he seemed like a dick, straight up.
He did.
Like
he really did. He was like that jock in high school.
Yeah. Screw him.
I'm popular. Cue the Natas Surf. Yes. But yeah, I thought it was a good commercial. I didn't have any trouble with it.
I like that commercial.
And I'm all about equality. I think every person should be treated equally. So I didn't see anything wrong with that commercial at all. I think people just like to complain about stuff.
If it wasn't for complaining, nothing, there would be nothing on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
no one would ever talk to anybody about anything. Because
well, yeah,
all anybody
I'm pretty sure someone complains about us.
See, we're complaining about people complaining. Right
exactly.
Now.
Someone's going to complain.
Complaining
about us.
Makes the world.
Everybody complains about us, dude.
I know.
Everybody talks.
Joey, quit complaining.
Look at our drummer.
You are our drummer. Stop talking in third person.
He sucks.
Nah. Wish someone would tell him that.
Heck yeah. But yeah, like definitely. And the Super Bowl halftime performance, Beyonce did well, but it was too short. I think it was shorter than most of them. And I don't know why. Maybe they were cutting for time, but it just seemed like it was only like 10 minutes. And Destiny's Child, a big R&B group back then, they only performed for like 3 minutes, and they sung Beyonce's All the Single Ladies, so that's kind of like a big F you from Beyonce's, like, I don't need you guys. But she did alright. It wasn't the best. I don't know what would be my
fan.
I don't know what would be my Super Bowl favorite. I don't think I have a favorite Super Bowl performance.
I hate them all.
Lenny Kravitz, okay. Prince was okay. Black Eyed Peas was just bad.
No, Black Eyed Peas was terrible.
Yeah.
Slash and everything being it, that was terrible. Like, dude, if I
Rusty
could ever make, like,
player at this point,
the worst Super Bowl ever, like, halftime show thing, it was that one.
All I seen was the guitar player with, no, I seen her hair. And I wasn't, like, next to the TV. Like, I was pretty far away from it. But
mm-hmm.
I seen that. I was like, they really fucking bring Slash back.
Right. Slash rose from the dead with Black. I'm kidding. He's not dead.
That's
but
not
you know what?
Saying.
Fuck you.
I don't know.
Who do you think it's going to play next year? I really hope it's the Foo Fighters. I'm thinking it's going to be the Foo Fighters.
They never get good bands to play, though. It's usually the older.
Yeah,
older
but
ones
I.
Are
I
the
really
ones that are.
The Foo Fighters is going to.
Give faith, dude. Positive. Foo Fighters.
You ever notice that? It's like, this is the popular artist that we're going to have play from 10 years ago.
Would you play the Super Bowl, Caleb?
No.
Why not?
I wouldn't want to.
Why not?
I just wouldn't want to.
You'd do it if the three of us told you you were.
That's like everyone watching us.
Selling out, man.
Is it too much for you, dude?
It's too much.
It's too corporate for me, dude.
That's too corporate for me, dude.
Only sell out to play a Super Bowl.
Fuck
that.
Fuck that.
I think Fallen Trader should play Super Bowl. That'd be good.
I know who should play Super Bowl.
Who?
Silver Bullet should play Super Bowl.
Silver Bullet should definitely play the Super Bowl.
I know. Because then I'd still have a winning streak of never liking a Super Bowl show. And there your mo goes again with that soundboard. Do you only have one button? Like, is that it?
Yes.
It's a full board.
I'm going to add more every time we have a podcast.
So for this episode, that's all we get.
Yeah.
That's all we get is a...
What was your guys' for the month?
Yeah.
We didn't have one.
You didn't have one for episode one?
No, we didn't.
We talked about wanting one.
Yeah, and it was the Seinfeld one.
So, what are you going to get next week?
Probably something really dumb.
Stupid.
Oh, we just got on iTunes. That's cool.
Yeah, what do we get a rating of? Or a maturity level, whatever?
No, parental advisory.
Yeah.
That's it.
For vulgar language or something?
Yeah, because we cuss a lot.
No, we don't.
Randy, shut the fuck up.
Dude, that's why they need parents.
Now, that's what I call edgy.
Did you say that?
Yes.
Did you really just say that?
You just shut up. Right?
You just said that.
Alright.
And Joey's gotta be that guy.
Anybody watch
guy.
Good movies lately?
We asked that last time and everybody said no.
No, we didn't.
Well, I wasn't here last time.
Maybe
I watched Hansel and Gretel.
How'd you like it?
It was fucking badass.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Should I watch it?
No,
like, what was it about? Like,
there were witch hunters.
Is it more than just the commercials?
Like,
yeah.
Is it?
There's better than just because I know how some commercials they'll
like,
put only the good parts, and then like you don't.
You
see
want me to tell
part.
You it or?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. It's not like I'm gonna watch it.
Alright, well.
Well, so just don't spoil it. Just tell us what it's about.
Well, they're trying to kill the witches because when they were little, their parents went away and the witches were after them. And the witches couldn't hurt them with their magic, so they were like perfect witch hunters.
I don't know. It's like MTV films, so it's just like. I might watch it.
Sounds good.
The kid got a hold of one of their guns. He looked pretty excited to be using it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, didn't you watch that one zombie movie?
Yeah, Warm Bodies.
Yeah, how was that?
Fucking cool.
I heard that would be cool. I want to see that one.
Well,
I know. I'm kind of done with the whole zombie.
Because you have a job.
Yeah,
like,
you have a job.
Everybody's so into the zombie movies, zombie games, zombie clothing.
I thought it was going to be really lame.
Being zombies.
Yeah, the only thing that he likes is The Walking Dead.
No, just the game. I don't like the TV show. Sorry. I just don't like
it. So you only like some zombies?
Dude, the first season was good.
Every now and then. No, not really. I don't know, it's just the whole zombie, like, movies and everything is, like, it's all so overdone.
Kill some zombies.
But, have you ever heard of this movie? It's not really old, but it's not recent. It's about Nazis having a base on the dark side of the moon or something like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like the Nazis went up there in Germany in like 1940 something, like right before the war was over, or right after the war was over, and they left. And they have a whole base up on the moon, and it's like the year 2015 or something like that. And we have a woman president who's trying to run for president again.
Right.
So she's you know, going through the campaigning and stuff, so she decides she's gonna go put a black guy on the moon to make her ratings go up, to make people vote for her. So, it's really racist, actually. Because she's like, well, no one else has put a black man on the moon. I'm gonna put a black guy on the moon. He's not even like an astronaut. He's like a.
Was there any big stars in it? Or?
No, it was a really low production movie, apparently.
Oh, B movie?
Yeah, so.
B movies are really fun to watch with your friends. I wouldn't suggest watching a B movie alone because you know, you'd be like, what am I doing? But as soon as you have a couple of friends with you, you can just laugh about how bad the acting is. Kind of like Troll.
Actually, the acting was not that bad.
Really?
I didn't finish the movie, but the acting was really good. It looked really professional, but it was really low. Like, you know, nobody heard about it or whatever. Like the the producers or whatever. I don't know.
Have you ever seen The Room?
No.
Tommy. Oh. You need to see that. It's the worst movie ever.
But anyway, I gotta ask Patrick what the name of this movie was.
We should have bad movie night.
We should.
You should.
I know a lot of bad movies.
But basically, two of the astronauts land, the Nazis come over the hill, shoot one of them, and it's like all dramatic.
Do they have like lasers?
No, they have like old fucking guns.
Well, since it's in the moon, wouldn't it be like slow if it's not a laser?
Dude, it's... The logic in this movie sucks, I'm not gonna lie. Because they, like, open up a big door, and nobody has air, and then they shut the door again, and magically, as soon as the door is shut, everyone can breathe again.
Because I don't think an actual gun would work on the moon.
Because that's what I thought. Because there'd be a little bit of gravity, but it would kind of go...
Right.
Or slow down or something, I don't know.
I have the hiccups again.
That sucks. And they even, but like, as soon as you walk in the door and the door shuts, there's gravity all of a sudden again, like, on the moon. So, like, they don't have the technology for a lot of stuff. But, because, you know, because they're still in the mindset of back when they were on Earth as Nazis, but they're, like, building up their army or something.
What's the worst movie I ever saw?
Zombie Strippers. Straight up, that sucked. Remember when you had that on during your Halloween party?
I didn't even fucking watch it.
I watched like 5 minutes of it. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
I can't believe that.
Was that like a couple
it's
of
not even
ago?
Redneck zombies?
Yeah.
That's the one?
Yeah,
like,
me and Seth and Cheyenne
showed up.
Yeah, I saw the TV and thought you guys were fucking weird and went to the other room.
I don't know. But anyway, back on the zombie movie for another second. Because remember how I said it's like, you know, a black guy that they send up there, and he's like a model, he's not even an astronaut. He gets up there, he's the only one left because they killed all the other astronauts. Now they're questioning him, and remember, they were from Nazi Germany. They never seen a black guy before. So they pull his mask off, and they're all standing around like, what the fuck? And then he looks up and goes, what's y'all problem?
Are you serious? I'm they're serious. On the moon, and they take off his astronaut mask? He's not gonna die?
No, they're in their built-in base, like, that's carved into the moon. And it's on the dark side of the moon, so nobody can apparently
see
them.
I really wish it was, like, Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, I'm tired of these Nazis on this motherfucking moon base!
That's amazing.
I need to finish this movie. I only got to see, like, this is only like the first 25 minutes of this fucking movie.
Only okay? First 25 minutes? That's not like an hour.
Wow.
Wouldn't they just kill him? Like,
no, because they're trying to question him. And they find his phone, and they're like, what the fuck is this? And he's like, it's my phone, motherfucker.
Why is there so much?
And he goes, and a computer. And then they're like, no, that's not a fucking computer. And then this big, like, this, like, creepy scientist guy that's, like, hobbling around on a cane. like, you think he's, like, a mad scientist or whatever? Walks over to this big computer thing that is the wall. And he's like, this is a computer!
Oh my god! That sounds amazing!
I need to find this movie and finish
it. We need
it.
To watch
it's
it.
It's on Netflix, apparently. So no, yeah.
We need to watch it.
What's it called?
I told you, I don't remember.
Damn it. It's probably Nazis in space or something.
Nazis in space, Nazis on the moon. We can Google this shit. Whatever.
Ah, that's amazing. I don't know what would be the worst movie I've seen. I really hated Open Water. It sucked.
I don't even know what that is.
What about it was the one where it was a couple was stranded. Like, the boat suddenly disappears and they're stranded inside the ocean, and like a shark's gonna eat them. And it's all like kind of like a Blair Witch Project type thing.
Yeah, it sounds stupid.
Yeah, it was a really.
How about those movies where it's really, really good the first time you watch it, but then the next time you watch it, like it could be like a year later, but you don't like it at all.
Yeah.
You can probably guess which one I'm thinking about.
Yeah. No.
Super bad.
No.
Castaway.
Yeah.
Great, great movie the first time I watched it. Amazing, I loved that movie the first time I watched it. Like, I was like, this is probably, like, my favorite movie right now. Then I went to watch it, like, 6 months later with somebody else, and it was like,
this movie
sucks.
That would have been funny. It was like, dude, this is, like, the greatest movie I've ever seen. And then after the movie, this movie sucks!
Yeah, like, by the time the credits come on. Oh, okay, so the movie's called Iron Sky.
Iron Sky. Everyone watched that.
It was 2012.
2012, really?
Yeah.
And you said old movie.
No, I said it's not
kind of old.
Oh, kind of old?
He said it's not old, but it's not new.
Alright.
No, I meant, when I said, like, yeah, like, not new, I meant not, like, recent, like...
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, the latest movies that are out, or whatever.
I'm still trying to think of the worst movie
so
I've
the
ever
top
seen.
Build cast was...
I hated the ending to The Mist. That sucked.
Yeah, it did. It's a good movie.
I hate that. seriously, I hate that movie only because of the ending.
No!
Yeah,
no!
Yeah, that pissed me off. The ending seriously pissed me off. Like, if that you change the ending so that they live happily ever after, I would seriously love that movie. That would be
exactly.
A really good movie. But because of that ending, I hate the movie.
I think it would be fun.
Fuck you, Stephen King.
Right. I think it'd be fun making a
okay, I take that
movie.
I like Demon King. It's just that I hate that.
I'd like to be a movie director someday. I like to do porn. I'd like to direct a porn. That'd be fun.
You just want
to
watch people fuck.
Hey. Who would blame me?
Be the cameraman.
Exactly.
Why do you have to direct it if that's all you want to do?
No, I'd seriously love to direct. Alright,
so I got the cast for the movie.
Okay.
The lead girl is Julia... Dietze?
Spell it.
Diaz.
With Caleb.
Christopher Kirby, which
Julia
is the black
Diaz.
Guy.
Everybody.
Diaz. Whatever.
Caleb Logic.
Caleb Logic. And two German guys.
It's like the third time you've said that today.
In the podcast, not today.
Just in the podcast?
Yeah, yeah, I don't think Caleb Logic ever single you know gave me that idea. I'm gonna use it more because it makes fucking sense.
Yeah, in 1945 they went Nazis went to moon. In 2018 they are coming back.
Nice.
The movie.
Sounds cool.
Iron Sky, ladies and gentlemen.
But what if there were Nazis?
We wouldn't know. Like on the dark side of the moon, no one knows what's on the dark side of the moon. Do they?
Does the moon rotate?
No. It always has the same side facing here. That's why they say there's, you know, the dark side to the moon.
I think Pink Floyd and Three Doors Down knows.
It's cold as fuck, though, on the other side of the moon. Like, how would somebody survive? They would have to build a suit to go on the other side.
I really want Joey Logic.
But
Joey
Logic
is not as funny.
Yeah, I guess I know who my friends are.
Did he even say that?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, God. That's great. Should we call someone?
Sure.
I really want to call Zach, but that'd be a big move.
Dude. He left early because he has to wake up at what, like 7?
I can't believe he came.
Five.
That was surprising. Did he buy a ticket?
Yeah, he did.
He did? Oh, so he was coming, yeah. See, I didn't know.
I didn't know he was coming either. I looked at my phone and it said, I seen Zach's status about coming to the show. So I called him and I was like, you're fucking coming? He's like, hell yeah, I'm coming. And then he was there like 10 minutes later.
That's cool.
It was really
we had a good crowd. I mean, we almost had... what were the numbers again on fans for each thing? We had close to...
We had 38. Innocent Bystander got like 55 people out there. Really cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And one band got 0, but we're not going to say what band that is because that would be rude. But you fucked us over. I mean, we could have had lots of money. But oh well. It's not about the money. It's about the music.
Yeah.
Definitely about.
But that also ruins the opportunity
of everybody
for them.
Yeah, it depends on a whole bunch of people, not all the tickets.
Oh, all the tickets, not just one band?
Yeah.
Hmm. So everybody got paid the same?
Because of our percentage. Like, the percentage of the tickets that we sold counts on everyone's ticket sales.
It's $2 per how many you sold.
Right.
38 per 4-2.
But that
you
was for that
mean?
Show, because one band didn't pull on their bar.
So, how many do we have to
check for? Probably the same.
The next one is the same place, so 35 is what he would like.
Yes.
But the one after that, we need like 70.
Yeah.
The one in April?
Yeah.
Oh, 70.
420.
We already got Eric.
75, yep. Which tickets should come out soon for that?
The only thing that makes me nervous about the show in March is that we just played that show. So about getting the same amount of people to come out again, like a month.
I'm sure Pepe would understand. We'll talk to him. He's a really cool guy. He's one of my favorite people that we booked shows with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a cool guy.
He's really nice, and he really liked our stuff. He was like, "Really good guys." That's not an intimidation. An impression of him. I can't talk to him. I was talking
That's
to
an
Emily.
Intimidation of him.
Yeah, I was talking to Emily Randall, and quit going with that can, man.
Dude, that was really
the first time was me.
I was talking to Emily from Innocent Bystander, and I was trying to tell her how much I really like their music, and I was just tongue-tied because I just saw them perform, and it was really great.
Yeah, no, it was like he was like, I'm like, dude, I can talk better than you, okay?
So, hey, I was really...
It was
really
cold outside, too.
Yeah,
I was
really into it.
I need to bring 2 coats. One for going in there with, and one for fucking outside, because you guys love going outside, man.
Yeah.
Right after show. Well, I can't lie. I usually leave right after the show to go inside a car.
The reaction was great for Maple Tree. Everyone loved that song. If you don't know what that song is, you probably didn't go to the show.
You know what else?
Too bad.
The reaction was great for?
What?
My suspenders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell your story, man.
And my shirt.
What story?
Tell it.
Caleb doesn't like telling stories. He's not a storyteller.
No story.
Damn, man.
Even though we've probably heard a couple stories.
But yeah, there were some people that were like, fuck yeah, suspenders. So I looked over and I was like, fuck yeah.
I think that's going to be his new gimmick now, suspenders.
Let's wear suspenders all the time. I got to get a nerdy bow tie sometime.
You should. I think that should be your gimmick.
Yeah.
And my gimmick will be being brown and having a beard.
That'll be it.
You could wear a bow tie.
There's a guy that exactly looked like Darius. Did you see that guy?
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
Joey was like, dude, look at that.
I didn't see him.
Yeah, there was a guy
was
that,
like
that was really into Shoreline Drive too, coincidentally.
Yeah. Is Darius really into
Shoreline Drive? Man.
His first local show he ever saw was Shoreline Drive, so that's the reason why he likes him a lot. But oh well,
I like how we went to high school with them, basically.
Yeah.
We never seen him play until tonight.
Oh. Yeah, that's what happens when you tour places that you don't go.
I've never met him until tonight.
Skyler's a cool guy.
Reminds me of Cody.
Yeah. Does. Anyways. So. Got band practice next Tuesday. Can't wait for that. I don't know what we're going to do. We'll probably work on new songs. I wrote a song.
You did?
A couple days ago. Yeah. Joey had a preview of it.
Oh, Joey did a preview.
Because while you guys were late, I was writing it.
Already you were late. Today?
No, like a couple days ago.
I already forgot.
Was it our Thursday band? No, it was Tuesday's band practice that I wrote it. It's a pretty good song.
Is the one you showed me when we were in there by ourselves and I was playing drums?
That one. Yeah.
Caleb's the only one that's had
Well, I didn't have the song fully done. You guys just had a preview of it.
Caleb didn't get a preview.
No. No preview for Caleb.
Nope.
Well, you know what?
Well, you need to stop pooping at the wrong time.
You know what? I gotta go.
Gotta go right now. Gotta go. Not right now?
Not right now.
Okay.
Sure. We're doing a podcast.
Yeah. We are.
This would be a really bad time to go, huh?
It definitely would. So yeah, that was a really good ass show, and I hope the other one's gonna be good too.
Yeah.
So, any last words, guys?
Are we done?
We're not done, but we're getting close.
Yeah, how much time have we been here for a while?
We don't have a specific time. We can go.
The only people that
come and go
is
Yeah.
We could have like a 2-minute podcast if we really wanted to. Like,
that'd be
useless. No, I know. We'd be assholes.
We'd be like, hey guys, this is the Informal Gentleman, and we're out.
We could if we were touring, I guess.
We could do
a
4-minute podcast
not really.
And not even talk. We could just put a song on.
That'd be we'd be assholes.
Yeah. We really would.
This week's podcast, here you go.
People wait all week or something, like someone like actually like listens to us on a weekly basis or something.
We should make sure Patrick knows about our podcast.
What I'm expecting about this podcast is, all right, people aren't going to listen to any of these until like we're 2 months in. That's my prediction. I think as soon as we're 2 months in, people will actually take this seriously. I doubt a lot of people are listening to this right now. So,
what time does Patrick get off?
I don't know.
We could probably call him.
It's 1:35.
You want to call Patrick?
I don't know. Where
is it? Do you want to wait till next week?
Yeah, we'll wait till next
week.
No,
Patrick,
because
if we do it, I call you.
If we do it on Thursday next week, he'll have the day off.
Right.
After that. Awesome.
So I think this is a good time to...
I think
we said everything we said.
Yeah.
Sorry if this one was boring, but I think we had some highlights.
Yeah.
Some fun times.
Yeah.
Good
stuff. Like, yeah.
Good stuff.
But yeah, definitely go check out Innocent Bystander on Facebook, Reverb Nation, whatever. They're really good. Out of all the bands that we played with, they're easily on the top three.
It
sucks that the Voodoos didn't play.
If you can listen to this, it's easy to open up a link on YouTube.
Yeah, we're not going to stop telling you to do it until you do it.
Please message us. Give us more stuff to talk about.
Well, we got to... Like what's our question for this week so we can answer it next week?
Give us a cover.
Yeah, what song do you think the Informal Gentleman should cover? What do you think would be great for us?
Tell us why.
Yeah, tell us why. Give us a 2-page essay about why we should cover your...
I don't think they need two pages, dude.
You know what? If you can do that, I will definitely read that. Okay.
If you can seriously
if you
do
give
that,
us 2 pages, we'll do the song.
If you give us 2 pages. Of why we should cover whatever song you say, we'll play the song and you get in for free on the guest list for the next two shows we do.
They're gonna pick such a crappy song. I know.
Watch. But who's gonna do two pages? Seriously,
somebody that wants to hear something like Britney Spears or Katy Perry or something.
Hey, we'll probably do it.
One Direction.
We'll probably do it really good.
Watch them.
You're giving them ideas.
Don't listen to us.
Yeah, dude.
Just give us a cover that we might pick.
Pink Floyd, The Police.
The Police.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna cover
Pink
Floyd.
Police. We're normal gentlemen.
Anyways. We'll be there for you. I think we just
got you there for you.
You will?
Yeah.
I'll try. I won't.
You know, if I'm not taking that.
I've had that.
And we're out.
Bye.
That sucked.
Is it off yet?
It's not.